Now, to help kind of illustrate the situation that we find ourselves in this particular chapter of Jesus' life and ministry, I want to try and illustrate this. When I was listening to the Bible reading, I couldn't help but think about the craziness of shopping centers about 6 months from now. All right, if you've ever been to Miranda, if you've ever been to South Village leading up to Christmas, you would have noticed that long line of excited parents and whinging, crying, and maybe even excited children waiting to take a picture with a particular public figure. Now, I just want you to imagine that all these parents and all these kids lined up, waiting to see this person, and then this colorfully dressed helper comes in with his arms or her arms crossed and says, "You can't come." Now, that's like a little bit ridiculous to even think about it, isn't it? But I can't help but see a very similar scene going on. Let me read for us verse 13 again. So people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. So Jesus, at this point in his life and ministry, was arguably the most famous teacher of his day. He had a reputation for being a teacher who taught with much authority. He taught like no rabbi, no teacher of his day ever taught. He healed the sick. He cared for the needy. He even welcomed little children to come to him. Everyone, understandably, wanted a piece of Jesus, even parents and their little children. And so when the disciples saw the long line of excited parents and little children waiting to see Jesus, I think the disciples, misguided as they were, wanted to help Jesus make the most of his time. After all, there's only 24 hours in a day. And so they said to the parents and the little kids, "Stay away." In fact, this word rebuke means more than just saying, "Sorry, you're not welcome here." This word meant that they actually stopped the parents from bringing their kids to Jesus. It was like they set up a human barricade and saying, "No, no, no, you can't come." And so kids and adults in the first box, I want you to draw a picture of mean looking people. Don't draw me, with a big keep out sign. Well, how does Jesus respond to his disciples? Verse 14, when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Now, when you think of Jesus, you don't think of Jesus as someone who loses his cool. Jesus never loses his cool. He responds appropriately to every situation that he faces. But yet he is also not afraid to call people out when they're in the wrong. And the disciples here were very much in the wrong. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus was indignant. When was the last time you heard the word indignant? Which is another way of saying that Jesus was very unhappy. In fact, he was morally outraged with his disciples. You see, the problem was that the disciples thought that Jesus, because he was so famous, was too important for the little kids, and that the little kids were too insignificant and unimportant for Jesus to care about them. Now, children back in those days were seen, unfortunately, as insignificant people. But what Jesus was saying here was Jesus was saying to everyone by saying, "Let the little children come to me," he's saying that there is no one who is so insignificant, who considers themselves as unimportant, who cannot come to me. Now, can you imagine a teacher standing in front of a school, in front of a classroom, saying, "No kids allowed"? I know some kids here might be excited about that thought. But that's a little bit ridiculous, isn't it? School are for kids. School is for kids. Jesus is for little children. Jesus is saying, I've come for these little kids, the very people you think are unimportant. I want these little children to come to me because God's kingdom, my kingdom belongs to such as these. Now, I wonder if you're thinking this morning that I'm too insignificant. I'm too unimportant. Or maybe, boys and girls, you might think I'm too young to come to Jesus. Well, hear what Jesus invites you this morning to do. He invites you to come to him. In fact, he goes one step further and says that God's kingdom belongs to people who are like little children, and that anyone who wants to enter God's kingdom must be like a little child. Now, this says something about who Jesus is and what children are like. Who Jesus is and what children are like. When we read the Bible, what we learn is that Jesus was not just a good teacher. Teachers don't have kingdoms. Jesus was not merely a famous rabbi. No, Jesus claimed to be so much more. He proved himself to be so much more. He claimed to be king, claimed to be a ruler. He claimed to be God. And in that sense, Jesus is strong. Jesus is a strong and mighty king. So now in that second box, I want you to draw a picture of a king, a very strong king, and I'll let you use your imagination. But I think this is where the rubber hits the road for many of us, isn't it? Jesus, many would confess, is the most important person in history. But he's not just the most important person in history because he was a very good man, or that he taught like no other person in history, or because he cared for the sick and the poor like no other person. Jesus is the most important person in history because he claimed to be God. He proved himself to be God. And despite being God, the Bible tells us that his reason for coming to earth was to save sinners. And now a sinner is anyone who chooses not to obey God. A sinner is someone who chooses to obey themselves rather than God. And God sent Jesus Christ down to earth to die on the cross and rise from the dead, so that all who come to him like a little child, all who trust in him, can be a part of his kingdom. So that's who Jesus is. He is a king. He is a mighty ruler. He is God. And this is where the image of the little children come in. I have two small children. And they come to me and my wife, mostly to my wife, for absolutely everything. And my wife's in the kitchen trying to do something. And here they are like whining and whinging, carry me, help me. My children, they come to me and there's no request that's too trivial. There's no owie that's too painful or too small, nor problem too insignificant that they wouldn't bring to us. Why? Because they're needy. Little children are helpless. They're humble. They're trusting and very dependent. That's what a child is like. And Jesus is saying, that's the way to God's kingdom. That's how you can be part of God's kingdom. That's how you can be forgiven from your sins. That's how you can be made part of God's family. And you know what this means? Contrary to popular opinion, like a child can't earn favor with their parents, if a parent just loves them, contrary to popular opinion, you can't work your way to heaven. You can't earn your way to heaven. You can't be good enough no matter how many times you clean your room. No matter how many times you obey mom and dad, the only way into God's kingdom and into his family is by coming to Jesus like a little child. Verse 15, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Now, I wonder what's hindering you, what may be stopping you from coming to Jesus. What are some things that's telling you to stay away? Could it be you think that you're not worthy? Could it be that there's a sense of shame? I've just done too many wrong things. God couldn't possibly forgive me. God couldn't possibly love me. Could it be intellectual? I'm more of a I believe what I can see kind of person. There's just too many doubts, too many questions, too many unknowns. Could it be pride? I don't need Jesus. I'm a good person. Could it be social pressure? What if my friends, what if my family find out that I'm a Christian? Or I wonder if it's a past hurt. These are all valid hesitations, by the way. And they hinder, they stop many people from coming to Jesus. But here's the good news. Jesus cares about your concerns and your doubts. And he still invites you to come to him and trust in him. And you can trust in him that when you come to him, he can help you. Why? Because he's not just a man. He's not just a teacher. He's King. He's God. If Jesus could solve your greatest problem of sin, then he is able to help you work through all your doubts and concerns. So just come to him. Come to him. And if you come to Jesus with the humility of a child, realizing that you need God, that you can't do life, that you can't please him, you can't enter his kingdom without his help. If you come to him with humility, even if you don't have all the answers, he will not turn you away. In fact, you will be met with kindness. Look at me in verse 16. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. What a beautiful picture. The children, the very types of people that everyone was saying, you cannot come to Jesus. Jesus says, I want you. Come to me. Here's the strong Jesus. He is God. He is King, creator of the universe, and the one who holds the universe together. Holds little children in his arms. This is the Bible's portrait of Jesus. And the most amazing thing is that Jesus showed kindness to us. He came to us even when we didn't want anything to do with him. The Bible says that instead of us running to God, we are all like sheep that have gone astray. We've all chosen to live life our own way, follow our own rules, even if it meant disregarding God's rules. And that's what sin is, right? And the Bible teaches us that disobeying God has consequences, serious consequences. I'm going to show a verse on the screen from a book called Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. And I've highlighted the bad news, which goes like this. For the wages of sin is death. The penalty, the consequence, the due payment for sin is death. But here's the good news. But the gift of God is eternal life in or through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And what did Jesus do? Well, the good news of the Bible, the good news of Christianity is that Jesus himself paid that consequence. Jesus paid that great debt of sin that we owed by dying on a cross in our place. Why? So that all who trust in Jesus, all who come to Jesus like a child can be forgiven, can have life, and more than that, become a child and a friend of God. And so if you come to Jesus as a little child, with the neediness of the child, with the humility of a child, know this, Jesus will not turn you away. Instead, he will hold you in his arms, so to speak. He will receive you, and he will bless you. And so now, kids, for the last box, can I get you to draw a king? But draw the king with the kindest face. Maybe even draw a love heart. You can draw my face if you want. Moms and dads, boys and girls, what this story about Jesus teaches us is that no one is so unimportant, no one is so insignificant that they cannot come to Jesus. One of the reasons why we wanted to do this family day is that we wanted to live this out. We love children. We love people whose society thinks are unimportant, because no one is unimportant to God. Anyone can come to Jesus. Anyone can be a part of his kingdom and family. So whether you're young or old, strong or weak, and anything in between, you can come to Jesus. How? By turning from your sin. Turn from your disobedience to God and know that there is a better way. Find your sins forgiven. Go to Jesus and be welcomed into his kingdom, welcomed into his family. Why? Why can you turn to him? Because Jesus is strong. So strong that he dealt with our problem of sin and death by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. And if you come to Jesus with the humility of a child, you can trust that Jesus is not only strong enough to help you, but that Jesus will receive you and not turn you away, because he's not just strong, but he's also kind. Now you might think, I'm a Christian and maybe this passage doesn't really apply to me, and let me just encourage you by saying that it is. Firstly, this passage teaches us how precious children are, specifically our children are to the Lord. Fathers and mothers, grandma, grandpa, uncle, auntie, are we doing all that we can to bring the little children that are in our lives to Jesus? Are we taking opportunities to share with them about Jesus and his love for them? Are we praying for them? Are we doing all that we can to bring them to Jesus? Or are we hindering them from being blessed by Jesus, the Savior? And lastly, there is never a time that we stop coming to Jesus as a little child. In a sense, in terms of our dependency on Jesus, we should never grow up. We should always come to Jesus as a little child. If anything, the more we grow in our knowledge of Christ, the more we grow as Christians, the more trustworthy, the more unfailing Christ should become to us, resulting in humility and an ever-deepening dependency on Jesus. Because remember, the kingdom of God belongs to those who are poor in spirit, those who realize that they have no sufficiency, that they are spiritually bankrupt, that they have no good deeds to offer to God. And that the kingdom of God belongs to those who are meek, those who are humble. And so maybe, I wonder if there is some pride in our hearts that we need to repent of, that we need to confess to God and ask for his forgiveness and start running to him for all of our issues, all of our questions, all of our problems, no matter how big, no matter how small, and stop trusting in my own strength, but run to Jesus. So whatever you're facing or struggling with this morning, you can always come to Jesus, because Jesus is strong and kind. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. Your word is how you reveal to us yourself. And in the life of Jesus, we see God's heart and mind for us, his creation. Lord, we thank you for the reminder that children are precious to you. But Lord, help us to come to you as a little child, with all their neediness, with all their trust, and with all their humility. Lord, please forgive us for the times that we feel like we've just got it all figured out and we're too proud to come to you. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here who hasn't come to you with the faith of a little child to receive forgiveness from their sin, that they would do that today. And I pray for every Christian here that they would have a renewed understanding that you are our Father and we are your children, and we can run to you at any time for anything. Lord, help us to glorify you, make much of you in our lives as we seek to apply what we've learned today. In Jesus' name, amen.